Ever wonder what it's like to be in a real-life dating sim? Well, this week, it's time to find out. We're going over the anime Romantic Killer. Welcome, anime fans and foodies, to Anime Bento. Each week, we review a different anime, and we give you some fun recipes to go along with it. This week, y'all are getting a 100% Jimmy episode, so I'm going to try my best to keep y'all entertained, but don't worry. Next week, we're going to have one of our regular co-hosts back in the co-pilot seat. So, the recipes for this week are, for our food item, bugs are unsightly, so cake. A classic vanilla cake with whipped cream icing and strawberry jam filling. But if you're ready to jump into this anime right away, I recommend grabbing your favorite slice of cake from your favorite local bakery. Our cocktail this week is the Cat Ranger, a fun take on a tequila sunrise. Tequila, mango, pineapple juice, and grenadine. And for our mocktail this week is the Anti-Heroine's Desire. This chocolate milkshake is made with, of course, chocolate ice cream, whole milk, chocolate syrup, and add a little pinch of salt for flavor. Hope you all get a chance to try out these recipes. If you do, we would love to see them. So please tag us at Anime Bento on Instagram. Now let's jump into the show. Romantic Killer is about a young high schooler named Anzu Hoshino, whose life is perfectly balanced by her three sacred desires: video games, chocolate, and her cat Momohiki. Suddenly, a magical wizard creature named Riri appears, confiscating all of Anzu's desires and forcing her into a real-life dating sim. Romantic Killer debuted in 2022, and you can stream it on Netflix. Spoiler warnings, everyone. Spoilers lie beyond this point. Enter at your own risk. The following information may ruin season one for you. Okay, my first impressions on Romantic Killer, I'm going to be completely honest. This is one of my comfort animes. I don't know if a lot of people know. I guess if you haven't roomed with me ever, you wouldn't know this. But I like to sleep with the TV on, and I like to have something playing. It's just kind of comforting to me. It's kind of like my white noise machine. I need sound when I go to sleep. So Romantic Killer has become that anime that just really soothes me and helps me fall asleep. So I've watched it a lot of times. I've fallen asleep to it way more than I've watched it. So my first impressions on Romantic Killer is that I love this anime. It's so short. I believe it is only 12 episodes long, so not too bad. And it is a slice of life, which is one of my favorite genres of anime. I love the characters. Anzu has become one of my favorite anime characters. I love her so much. She is someone I strive to be. Junta is, oh man, Junta's a good boy. He's so positive, so caring, so just a sweet. Sweet character. I love these characters so much. I love this anime so much. I love that she has these three desires: the video games, the chocolate, her cat. It feels like me with it. I guess my three desires would be like anime, Diet Coke, and dogs. I love dogs so much. I love anime cats, but in real life, I'm a dog guy. Riri is hilarious. This anime is so great. Again, for another short anime like this, which is only about 12 episodes, which is 12 episodes long, there isn't really any filler or anything taking up time. And of course, a slice of life is just going through your day to day. So I really love it. I think the pacing's great. The art style is, I would say it's fine. It's not amazingly beautiful like Frieren was when we talked about Frieren, but it is just it feels very typical. It's, you know, computer art, so it's great. I really enjoyed it. It's not horrible. I've seen some animes whose art is unwatchable, in my opinion. So that's kind of my thoughts on this anime. I was hooked after episode one. I saw it on Netflix. Just scrolling through my Netflix, I saw it on my little home page, and I clicked on it, and for sure, I loved it. So I think those are just my first impressions on it, but let's dive into the characters. First up, we have our main character, Anzu Hoshino. Anzu is, oh my gosh, I can't imagine not having, like, to have Anzu as a friend would just be like the cherry on top of your life. Anzu, we meet Anzu, and she is a gamer, which automatically is a plus in my book. I love, gamers are cool. If you're a gamer, you're cool. And if you're not a gamer, you're still cool, but try some video games. I'm sure there's one out there for you. But Anzu, we meet her. She is gaming, and she's a gaming eating chocolate and hugging her cat, I believe. And suddenly, she finds herself confronted by one of our supporting characters, Riri, who is a magical, I don't know how to describe it, like a magical hamster-looking character, floating hamster. But that's not important right now. We will get to Riri in a minute. Anzu feels like me at times. One of the things that cracks me up about Anzu is that she is scared of bugs. And I don't know if you've ever, like, encountered a cockroach. Oh my gosh, I can't talk today. This is why I need a co-host, everyone. I don't know if you ever encountered a cockroach, but it's always shocking because sometimes those things can fly. And sometimes you go and you like try to catch it or smush it or whatnot, and then it flies at you. And there is a scene in this show where Anzu is at home and a cockroach comes and she is trying to get rid of it, and it flies towards her and she screams and she runs out of the house. And I totally 100% agree with her. I'm the same way. And I also love that the anime has this, like our food item this week, the cake item. Anytime we see a bug, it switches the bug to a piece of cake because, you know, bugs are gross in this world. So instead of having to look at like a crazy cockroach, we get to see like a nice piece of cake run around the screen for a while. Just more about Anzu is that one of the things that I really love about her as a character is that she is very supportive of all her friends, and she is not supportive to a fault, but very, I don't want to say defensive, protective. She's very protective of all our friends and understanding them more than a surface level, but really knowing what their feelings are and how they want to be treated and how they want the world to treat them is something that she understands fully and even encourages and helps protect them from outside harm or people who are just trying to take advantage of them. We see this a lot with her and Kazuki, her and Junta, even with Riri, and of course with Saki, that these characters are just all struggling with something or all have something that, I guess like a fear, or I don't know how to really explain it. But Anzu takes their concerns to heart and she wants to protect them and keep them safe. And yeah, I really love that about Anzu. She is just such a great character. She is over competitive, which is another fun part of her. And she's very cocky, but she wins a lot of video games, so the cockiness is well deserved. Another character that I really loved in this anime, or another character we're going to go to, is, I've already mentioned this creature already. It is Riri. Riri is this magical, I say hamster, but just imagine a potato wearing a wizard's cap and a little wizard cape, like a little potato flying around with that and a wand with a star at the end. Riri is a magical creature from a different dimension here. And Riri's here on a mission, but it's not like, I wouldn't say it's a mission. It's a mission in the sense that Riri needs to complete this, but it is Riri's job to help raise the population of Japan. Because they said, Riri says that the population of Japan is on a decline and Riri needs to help people fall in love so that they can raise the population up. I'm glad that this is kind of only mentioned, the population thing is only really mentioned in the beginning. Because that really throws me off. I do love that Riri is like, we got to find you love. And you get distracted by chocolate and video games and Momohiki. So Riri is great. I love Potato Riri floating around and causing havoc. And putting Anzu in these funny classic dating simulator situations. I don't know if any of y'all have played a dating sim before, but sometimes the tropes that fall into that, like you wake up late and you're running out and then you bump into someone and then you like you have your little meet cute. I guess Riri's job is to make Anzu into like fall into a whole bunch of meet cutes. We do get Riri in different forms throughout the series though. Riri takes on a female form as Anzu's cousin. And that's pretty hilarious, too. And then there is an episode where... Oh, well, let's go back. So, Riri takes on the female form, female Riri, as Anzu's cousin. And there is a scene where Anzu is kind of defending Kazuki from these two girls who want to date him. And it seems like there's tension in the scene. And it feels like Anzu's going to get ganged up on. And then suddenly Riri appears, cousin Riri appears and breaks the tension and totally backhand compliments these two girls. It's so funny. You need to watch it. It's great. Female Riri, cousin Riri is funny. And then later on in the series, we get boy Riri, who is also Anzu's cousin. But boy Riri wants to... is how Riri wants to experience the human world, I guess. Riri wants to go on a date, I'm using quotation marks, a date with Anzu. And they go on a date together. They go to the movies. They get, I'm going to say, this is like what I think is a perfect date. Movies and boba tea, you cannot beat that. Anzu planned, I don't remember if it was Anzu or Riri who planned the date, but that's a perfect date for me. I mean, any date that ends with boba tea is a great date. It's pretty funny. It's funny that Riri wants, like, a kiss at the end. I think Riri's no gender. I think boy Riri kissed Anzu on the cheek. And it was funny because Junta sees it and he freaks out. And then Anzu has to explain like, oh no, that's just my cousin and my cousin's weird like that. So Riri is just another character that I really enjoy seeing and is great comic relief and just fun. And I feel like this show used Riri just enough. We get bits of Riri throughout episodes, but it's only like a minute here, a minute there. Somewhat, except for that one episode where it was Riri and Anzu's date, Riri is used sparingly well. And I like that because it's Riri is over the top comedy. And I know this is a slice of like anime where a girl gets stuck in a dating sim game. So I don't know how real can we be, right? But I love that they kept the over the top humor down to a minimum, and the rest is kind of just very like get to know each other friends kind of show. Okay, let's go on to Anzu's potential partners. First up, we have Kazuki, and Kazuki is your typical hot guy. Everyone wants to date him. Everyone wants to be around him. Oh, I guess popular. Hot popular guy. Everyone wants to be around him, but he is very aloof. We meet him in the first time we meet Kazuki is that Anju is at a convenience store and she rushes out the door. She hits Kazuki's phone. It falls on the ground and it breaks. And we have this kind of what could be a fun meet cue moment between the two turns into a super awkward, embarrassing moment where Anju is so over apologetic about breaking Kazuki's phone. Kazuki is like, it was an accident. It was an old phone. I was going to get a new one anyway. It's so funny. And what's even funnier is that Anju acknowledges that Kazuki is a very attractive person, but she is not looking for love, everyone. She never set out to look for a boyfriend. She wasn't looking for a partner. What Anju wanted was kind of just to live her life. But now she's missing the things that she would normally, her normal go-to. So her mission is to not fall in love and find a way to get her stuff back. So anytime she sees that she is kind of like falling for Kazuki, she will put on like this tough looking face, or she'll make this, she'll act very stoic to him. So it's very funny because that happens very often. Kazuki is a very complex character because we meet him and we met him in the beginning with Anju, but we meet him later on the subway. And there's this girl trying to give him this letter that she wrote for him because she's in love with him. Of course, everyone is. And he says that he does not want her letter because, you know, he's not interested in finding a girlfriend at this moment. To Anju, that looks like him being harsh. But later we find out that through some events in Kazuki's past. So Kazuki lives alone. And we find out that in his past, he did help this girl who tripped in front of him. He helped her up and then she became infatuated with him and became his stalker. And that's why he had to move away from the city that his family lives in. And he lives on his own. He has his own apartment and he goes to school in a different area. So after we learn this about Kazuki, we kind of see him become more of a different kind of character. He starts opening up more to Anju. We see him just be more relaxed around her and just having a really fun time. We learn that he's a great cook. He's got a great friend who is my second favorite character in this show, and we'll get to him at the very end. But Kazuki is just a fun guy, and I love that Anju realizes that if it wasn't for the situation that Riri put her in, that she probably would have never connected with Kazuki because she judged him on how she saw him interact with people, which is like girls would ask him out. He would turn them down. He kind of just wanted to stay on his own. She always thought that he was like the too cool for anything guy, but really he was kind of just protecting himself. And I love later on in the show that she realized like if this never would have happened, that she wouldn't have got to know him and how great of a person he truly is. And it's so great that Kazuki got to meet Anju, because if he never met Anju, then he would have never been able to feel like truly himself again after the stalker incident. So Kazuki's a great character. I love him so much. Next up, we have Junta. Junta is Anju's elementary school friend who moved away and then is back now while she's in high school. But she doesn't remember that she knew him in elementary school because he looks totally different. So when he was in elementary school, Junta was like this little chubby kid with crazy hair. And now in high school, he is the star baseball player with very short hair and manageable hair. Junta kind of just pops into Anju's life all of a sudden. Anju thinks that it's Riri's magic. Like, Anju thinks Riri has hypnotized Junta to fall in love with her. But we find out that Junta has always had a crush on Anzu from the very beginning because they loved the same video game as kids, Cat Ranger, and they would play two-player all the time until Junta had to move away. Junta is just such the great character. He's so in love with Anzu that it breaks my heart. You know, it breaks my heart because I kind of want them together, but then I'm like, oh man, I really like Kazuki and Anzu as well. But she can only pick one, or she can only have one boyfriend at the end of the day. It's not a harem anime, of course. So I don't know, but Junta is just a great guy. One of my favorite moments with Junta is that when we first meet him, him and Anzu are walking home from school, and he says something to Anzu about, like, oh, your hair. And she's like, oh, yeah, my hair. And he says, oh, there is a beetle in your hair. And then we cut to Anzu, and there's a giant beetle in her hair. Of course, it turns into cake because insects are gross, and we need them to be cake. And he walks out of her hair. And I did not know this, and I guess I should, because in high school I did study bugs, but, or entomology, the science name of it, but I guess you can sell beetles? Because he was like, oh, that beetle's like $50 or something, or $100, and she was like, oh, wait, we need to catch that after smacking out of her hair. It's so funny. That scene was so funny. It's in the very beginning of the show. And just seeing Junta not wanting to fully admit he's into Anzu, but we all know that he is. It's just a great trope that we have. I love that he's always finding her while she's hugging Kazuki or getting kissed by Riri, and it makes him sad, jealous, and that's so adorable. Junta is just a great character. He is my favorite character in this anime. I'm a little biased because he is voiced by one of my favorite anime voice actors, English dub voice actors, of course. So I would say this voice actor, I'm not going to say, well, his name is Alex Lee. He's in other animes as well. I would say don't look up who he voices. And I guess now I just ruined it by saying his name. But he's my favorite voice actor. I love him. He's in Demon Slayer. He's in a lot of other shows that I can't remember off the top of my head. Solo Leveling. He's in that anime. He is just a great voice actor. I don't know. It's just, he's one of my favorite people. So I love the voice actor. I love the character. Great on both ends. This is our last potential love interest for Anzu, is Hijiri. And Hijiri is a rich kid. He comes from a wealthy family. He is going to the high school because his father wants him to, like, before he takes over the family business, he wants him to kind of learn what people are like and how people are in just the everyday world. One of my favorite moments with Hijiri is that when they first meet, because I did not know this was like a classic trope, romance trope. If it is, please let me know, because I did not know this. And I've played a few dating sims in my life, so I don't know. But Anzu says that a classic dating simulating trope is toast in your mouth. You wake up and you're running late and you know, instead of having a full breakfast, you grab a piece of toast and you're running and you have toast in your mouth and then you run into someone and then, you know, then you fall in love. Well, this is kind of the opposite. We have Anzu running late to school and she accidentally gets hit by a car. But she's okay, everyone. Don't worry. She gets hit by a car. She gets up. She looks. The car door opens and out pops out Hijiri, but he has the piece of toast in his mouth. He's eating a piece of toast. It is hilarious. Another great character who I really did not like in the beginning, but towards the end, I really wish we had more of him. He only gets a couple of episodes and a couple of scenes. Kazuki and Junta both move in with Anzu. So I think that's why we get a lot of them. And then Hijiri kind of just still lives on his own. So that's why we don't get too much of him. But towards the at the end of the anime, I was very much missing him. I thought his character development was really great. We meet him and he's like a spoiled rich kid. And then at the end of the day, he's really learning that like money can't buy you everything. And that we really truly need to get to know people. And that's how we make the connection. And that's how kind of he, of course, sees something in Anzu. But she only sees him as a rich, like, spoiled kid. But towards the end, she sees him more as, you know, a normal friend. Or she doesn't see a normal friend. She sees him as a regular friend. So it's just a great character. All right. There is, oh, man, there's, gosh. Okay. I'm trying to think of if I want to do both these characters or not. I'm going to do both of them. It doesn't matter. I'm on my own. This is going to be a shorter episode anyway. So we have Saki, who is Anzu's friend. Saki has just, she has one of these great episodes where they're having a sleepover. It's Anzu and her, and they're kind of just talking. Or she shows up at Anzu's house. She doesn't know that Kazuki is living there. She's kind of like, why didn't you tell me, Anzu? But she easily forgives Anzu because they are truly best friends. And we get a little flashback of how they became friends is when Anzu protected Saki from this horrible rumor that is being spread about her. But I love that Anzu, in protecting her, wasn't like, I'm going to beat you up or I'm going to do this. She like, I'm her bodyguard. Is that Anzu was like, hey, don't mess with my friend because you underestimate my friend, but she is stronger than you think she is. So don't take advantage of her because she is a strong person. And I love that she knows that Saki doesn't need to be protected, that she needs support and that she can protect herself and that she empowers her to be stronger. So I love that so much. It's such a great character. You really need, like, I hope you watch. If you haven't watched this anime yet, watch it. You all know this. You know all the stuff I talked about before. It doesn't matter. This is just such a great anime. I watched it like 1,000 times. Okay, last up, and this is a character I really wish we had more of because he's so, oh man, I love this character so much. It's Makota. Makota is Kazuki's friend, I guess best friend, because they talk all the time. Makota is barely in the show. That's a character. You know that's going to be one of my favorite characters when they're barely in the show. I love someone who just pops in and out. Makota is so friendly and so loving and so just 100% joy all the time. And when Kazuki says something like, he's like, hey, Anzu helped me and that's why I made her a lunch, because Makota's been asking Kazuki to make him his lunch for the longest time and Kazuki's always refused. So Makota says, oh, okay. And then Kazuki says, please don't tell anyone that Anzu and I are hanging out. I don't want the girls, all these girls, to be like angry or mad at Anzu. And Makota says, I got you. I love that. It's a friend that's no questions asked. I'm just going to 100% go along with you because I trust you fully. I love Makota. I don't think we're going to get a season 2. I know the manga author has said that kind of the way that this show wraps up is how they wanted it, and that we kind of need to use our own imagination to see how, like, the story continues on our own. I really hope, in my mind, Makota joins the group and we have a lot of fun with him. Makota is just the best guy. I would love a friend like Makota. Okay, lastly, some of the themes in this show for me, an obvious theme would be like romance, love, or whatnot. But I really think the true theme of Romantic Killer is friendship and not judging people by your first interaction with them or how you perceive them just out in the open and really getting to know people. Like I said with Anzu and Kazuki, those two would have never hung out, never met each other, but being with each other has made them both better versions of themselves. You know, like the same with Hijiri. If he would have never met Anzu, or if Anzu and him would have never become friends, then he would have never learned that, you know, money isn't the answer to all problems, and that to truly understand and truly value who people are and their friendship. So really the takeaway for Romantic Killer for me is that don't judge a book by its cover. I mean, it's just, it's so cliche, but like that is just such a poignant theme for me and something I wish I did more often. And I love that we get to see that through Anzu's eyes, that these people that we wouldn't get along with originally are just such great and awesome people. So for me, the takeaway on this show is don't judge a book by its cover and to just be a true friend, be a friend's friend, and always stand up and support your friends. Well, I've been talking about some of my favorite moments throughout this episode, so it's kind of really all my favorite moments. So lastly, like we do in every episode, we give the show a rating on our rating scale. Our best rating being Chef's Kiss and our worst rating being Garbage Disposal. And for a Romantic Killer, I give it a rating of mouthwatering. This dish is seriously good. It's flavorful, well-prepared, and you're already thinking about the next time you can eat it. I have slowed down on watching it, Romantic Killer, but when I first started this show, I was watching it all the time. Kind of, you know, you sit down to eat dinner and you're trying to figure out, what can I just throw on that I know I'm going to like already and I could just start anywhere? I'd be like, let's throw on Romantic Killer. I'm on a trip somewhere. I'm sitting in a hotel room in North Carolina just chilling. And I'm like, oh, I want to throw something on real quick on the TV. Romantic Killer. I am all about this show. I love this anime so much. I loved it so much that I decided to do it for my solo episode. So Romantic Killer is such a great anime. I can't recommend it enough. If you're looking for something that you can binge in a weekend, 12 episodes again, that's fun and not stressful, this is the show for you. But again, those are just my opinions, but I would love to hear what y'all thought about this show. So please leave a comment telling me your favorite moments, your favorite characters, and I guess, what about what your three desires would be? You can find us at Anime Bento, and you can find me at Jimsta too. So that's all for this week. Until next time, everyone, stay legendary. Bye.